Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.740 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 36 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We welcome in, as always, our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, go ahead and download that app today. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. The YMCA of the Upper Palmetto is kicking off a speaker series with Kirsten Watson, and that's going to happen in about an hour from now. But before she takes the stage, we're excited because she's swinging by the studios here at Broadcast House to speak to us here on Palmetto Mornings. We've got Kirsten Watson as well as Michaela Skurlock. And good morning to you both,
good
ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, you have an action-packed morning, so thank you so much for swinging by and talking to us. We appreciate it. Michaela, let's start with you if we can. Let's set up what's going to happen in about an hour, hour and a half from now.
Super excited because, like you said, we're hosting a speaker series, and I will be interviewing Kirsten Watson, and we'll be talking and about the book that she has recently written, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So we're excited about it, and also we're excited because it's something that is going to benefit the community because all proceeds will directly benefit the annual campaign of the YMCA, but also we believe that people are going to get a great deal out of this.
For
this
sure. And folks can still get tickets up
Absolutely.
Until it begins at what, 9:30?
9:30, okay. Yep.
Perfect. Well, all right, you can head right on over to the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center if you're listening and you've got some time in your schedule for sure. Well, Kirsten Watson, let's get right to it. Sis, take a breath.
Yeah, amen.
All right.
Amen.
Well, take it from there, friend.
Well, no, it's so good to be here, so I appreciate you all having me. But Sis, Take a Breath is a book that was really the Lord saying, write something. And I was like, no, I don't have time. He's like, no, you do. And so as a result, this book is just a place, hopefully, that people can find peace and understand that we are busy. And there's a lot going on, and we feel really overwhelmed at times. And so the idea behind Sis Take a Breath is understanding that when we stop and pause, right, it doesn't change the outcome, doesn't change what we have to do, but we allow God to really speak to us in those moments. So whether you're in the high of highs or the low of lows, God is always speaking. And so the book is just a reminder through stories of my life when I didn't do this well and how I'm continuing to learn to do this in my life, that it's just, you know, just stop. Just pause and take a breath and realize that God is with us and we can overcome a lot more with his help than we can just doing it on our own.
And what we were talking about before we went on the air and that I wanted to bring up, she's practicing what she preaches. I mean, you have a husband, you are now a book author, you have 7 children that you're managing. So again, it's not like you're just a single person who's up here saying, do these things
and great.
Life will be better.
Right.
She is practicing what she preaches. So,
yes. With our 7 kids, they've given me a lot of practice of doing this because they are 7 individual people that always want me around and need help. And I think that's part of it. I think sometimes we think when we take a breath our life should be easy, and that's not promised to us anywhere. Mm-hmm. We are promised that we will never be alone. And so it's the idea behind, like, we kind of keep going and going and going, and we're like, what day is it? I've just been doing life, and like, I don't know, I'm just keeping people alive. And I'm like, I think there's more to this, right? I think the Lord gives us breath. He gives us chances and opportunities to be more like him. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll miss it. We'll miss it looking for the next thing. And so the idea here is really just to pause and look around and say, like, God has given me so much. Mm-hmm. He has provided so much. He has blessed me so much. Maybe the situation I'm in is awful and I wish I wasn't here, but he's there too. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of really what it is. And that's what I'm learning more and more to do, because we have just set ourselves up to be busy all the time.
Did you learn this later in life? Has this motto always been with you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think I was just kind of doing the thing. You know, you go to college, you get married, you have a job, you know, just doing all the steps, checking off the list. And I'm like, and I think it just, through the NFL with Benjamin, we were moving a lot and I was having to change a lot. I'm like, can we just slow down? Mm-hmm. And I realized God was like, no, but I'm here if you would look for me. So a lot of it is getting in the Word. All of it really is getting in the Word, understanding truth, understanding who I am and my identity, having community, having people that I can honestly be real with and authentic with. And then through all of that and His Word, Him telling me what I'm supposed to do, like this book. I mean, when I heard write a book, like that's not the top 100 things I want to do in my life. Like never in my life was that a goal or something that I wanted to do. And I was like, no, God. I literally was like, no. And He was like, I was like, okay, I've read some stories, Lord, like you should give people visions. Like I need a clear, clear vision. Mm-hmm. Because it was during COVID and these people were at home. These people, I call my kids these people, just so that you would know. These people were at home and they're all looking at me in the living room and they're all on their Zooms. And I'm like, this is not the time. Uh-huh. And I said, Lord, if you want me to do it, just show me. And He did through crazy things. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm writing a book. And so I just think through, God gives us things that are tough and that are challenging, that are beyond what we want to do or feel that we have capability of doing. But He says He's looking for someone to be obedient.
And in that obedience, He's going to use you as a vessel to share with other people. I always say, there's joy in the mess and 100%. Mess in the message. And yes. So I think that's, you're a true testament of what God can do just through one person.
Right, right. What a blessing.
So, Kirsten, we obviously are familiar with your husband.
Yes.
Rock Hill's very own, Benjamin Watson. If you want to see how big he was when he was playing Mike football, you can go right over here to the Charlotte Avenue YMCA. His jersey is hanging on the wall there, on the Wall of Fame. Mm. On the outside, people will say, you guys have it all, right? Success, mm-hmm. 7 gorgeous kids. It seems like there should be no stress at all in your life. Mm-hmm. Do you hope by writing this book and sharing your story that, yes, you have things maybe going more in your corner than some folks, but you're just like everyone else. And no matter where you are in society and life, pausing for a break and just seeing where you are is beneficial to everyone.
For everyone. Yes. I think that's one thing we do. I think in our time of social media, we have an opportunity to see people's highlight reel. And sometimes what happens is we compare their highlight reel to our reality. And that's very dangerous. And so I think through the book, hopefully you'll see an opportunity for vulnerability and being real and authentic. And although I may not know everyone's story, we have a lot of things in common. There's highs, there's lows, there's trauma, there's things that you wish weren't happening. Like that's actually what connects us more than the success and the things that we see on TV. And so I think that is what I hope the book does. It just reminds us that we are all people. We're all human. We all need the Lord, honestly.
That's for sure.
That is for sure. Yeah, we preach that often on this show. It's life edited on social media. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many young people especially see everything comes together perfectly for everyone, right?
Right.
It's just life edited. No one's going to put a bad picture of themselves out there.
Right.
No one's going to put just anything that's unflattering about themselves out there. So it's life edited. So I'm so glad you brought that up, and it's so true. So you and Michaela obviously share the bond, because Michaela, your husband, obviously former NFL player as well. So when you all get together, now what kind of stories do you all share?
Oh, gosh.
That we could say on the radio.
Maybe
we should preface it that way along those lines. But what is it like to be the spouse of an NFL star? I mean, obviously they're on the field. They get some of the glory. But what we do know, who you're married to, it's a 50-50 relationship, right? I mean, you can only be as successful as the person that you're living with and doing life with is going to be right there to back you up.
I think for me, one of the things that I've always compared with my sisters in the NFL is that what our husbands do or did doesn't define us. Mm-hmm. But what defines us is what we do with that. Mm. Because it gives us an opportunity to reach people that we probably wouldn't have been able to speak with otherwise. So using that platform, much for anything, bringing people to the Lord and allowing people to see that people are real. And, you know, like Kirsten said, yes, I mean, I was reading in her book, which is so funny, one of the parts that you had said, you went to the grocery store and someone had asked you, you know, what is your drama? What's the newest drama, you know, as an NFL wife? Because people are always very curious of what's going on. And Kirsten said, you know, my drama is taking 7 kids to the grocery store.
You're looking at people, it, sis.
Hello. People don't realize that. Yeah. So, I mean, we have a lot of things that we can compare. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, like I said, all good.
I think it's great, too, that you speak loudly about your faith at a time where we see people attending church continues every year. That attendance continues to drop. The message continues to get lost. We appreciate that because there is comfort in knowing that when you feel like all is lost and you're out of control, give it to him upstairs. He wants it, right? He knows every hair on everybody's body. When you think about that, that is overwhelming to think about. But he wants that, right? I mean, that's what it is. And I just applaud you for speaking out, because when you do, sometimes people don't want to listen, but you seem to navigate those channels very well.
Yeah, I think that all of us are sometimes at a place of not knowing what's going on. Like, Lord, tell me, somebody tell me what's going on. And I think that's our points of connection, that we don't know, and things are hard. And so I think what I lean on, the only thing is what the Lord tells me, what he gives me through his word. And so a lot of times we understand about God through someone else's experience and through somebody else's word or enlightenment or revelation. And so I always encourage people, like, go yourself. It's for you. We have all had the invitation to know who he is, not through someone else's experience. And so it's interesting because, you know, people are like, I've never read that in the Bible. I'm like, you should go find out. There's a lot. I mean, I read the same stories year after year, and like, there's new revelation. It is living and breathing. And so when we do that for ourselves, and when we encourage other believers to actually know and read for themselves, not just, I mean, I love pastors. I mean, I love listening to podcasts, but God says, go, come here. I want to know you. Like, I want to know you. And so I think the more we can encourage believers and non-believers to do that, it really does change our perspective.
Well, this is just a sampling of what you're going to get in about an hour or so from now at 9:30 at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. It's part of the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto Speaker Series. It's kicking off with Kirsten Watson, a one-on-one interview led by Michaela Scurlock. So, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely. We appreciate it. You can go ahead and get your tickets now. Show up there, and you will get a very powerful message and learn more about Watson's book, Sis, Take a Breath.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.